just after 9 o'clock last night, Monaco time, so 8 p.m. UK time. An explosion was heard in Monaco, just near the French border, in an area called Place du Moulin. The Monaco government has confirmed 3 people were injured. 2 of those are adults and a child who were taken to hospitals in Nice. 2 others were treated for shock and 2 more took themselves to hospital with minor injuries. So an area was quickly cordoned off by the law enforcement, and the Prince of Monaco, Prince Albert, has praised the emergency services for their really quick response.
Poppy, do we know anything about either the victims or this suspect?
So in terms of the victims, it's understood 2 of them are in a life-threatening condition at the moment. They're in hospital after being struck by that explosion. We've seen reports in French and Ukrainian media that a Ukrainian businessman and 2 members of his family were seriously injured in a parcel bomb explosion. So the suspect is said to have left an unidentified bag or parcel in the lobby of a residential building and then fled the scene towards the French commune of Beausoleil. That connects Monaco with France.
Obviously, great shock in Monaco. What happens next?
So there's a cross-border search underway. We saw pictures of forensic teams working throughout the night. The Attorney General is expected to provide an update on the investigation in Monaco. That's in the next half an hour, so we might hear some more then. There's obviously a huge emergency services presence on the streets of Monaco today, and on the French side as well. There are 2 helicopters and at least 30 officers deployed. Monaco is only about 2 square kilometres of land, so it's a really quite high density of emergency services around this morning. Christophe Mermand is the Minister of State for Monaco, and he essentially summed up the gravity of this incident, and he said no event of this nature has ever happened in the principality before.